had no fondness for Raytheon. I did a short stint after high school in the United States Submarine Service. I learned what Raytheon is really about, which is killing people.
So what was actually going on? What do you think was actually going on?
Directed energy weapons platforms operating under the false pretenses of science. That's what's actually going on at the South Pole Station.
Welcome back to the American Journal. Ladies and gentlemen, I am Chase Geiser, your host today. Pleasure to be with you. So we've been talking about how the globalists want to take over. We have been talking about how they want to be gods themselves. They don't believe in God, so they seek to live forever in a perpetual state of total power. We talked about how these digital IDs and these digital currencies are going to be used to establish a welfare state, and we got into how depopulation seems to be an intentional part of the agenda, all in the name of protecting the climate and reducing the population to a manageable level of a slave class, a subservient class. And one of the things that is a problem for this political class is it still needs to have military might. It still needs to have military strength. But it can't seem to be the source of violence. We saw from Biden that he mentioned the U.S. government having F-35s and nuclear weapons. When he was asked about whether or not there would be a civil war or revolution in this country, he's like, hey, nobody can beat us. There's no way that anybody could rebel against the United States because we've got F-35s and nuclear weapons. And of course, there was major backlash because he basically just threatened to nuke or bomb a large portion of the population in the event that it was composed of political dissidents. So they need the military might. They need the ability to destroy cities or destroy massive amounts of people, but they need to do it in a way that isn't so threatening to their status or respect. They need to do it in a way that's not obvious it was them. It needs to appear as if it's a natural disaster. We've seen that there are a record number of volcanoes erupting all over the world, a record number of earthquakes all over the world happening right now. Specifically in Iceland. We talked about that yesterday. And there's a part of me that really thinks that this is the testing stage, the testing round for these directed energy weapons. On Infowars.com, Callum McBreen writes, directed energy weapons are capable of causing earthquakes hidden in Antarctica, claims Raytheon whistleblower. We'll play clip two in a second. Former Raytheon employee turned whistleblower Eric Hecker joined the popular Patrick Bet David podcast this week to warn the world about some military-industrial complex secrets. Go ahead and run clip two.
I had no fondness for Raytheon. I did a short stint after high school in the United States Submarine Service. I learned what Raytheon is really about, which is killing people.
So what was actually going on? What do you think was actually going on?
Directed energy weapons platforms. Operating under the false pretenses of science. That's what's actually going on at the South Pole Station. There are technologies and weapons-grade technologies on this planet that the average citizen cannot even begin to wrap their brains around. Their motives, their actions are secret. So to me, that speaks volumes right off the bat. If transparency was involved, I'd be a lot less concerned. But when things like the Christchurch earthquakes occur, and that is secreted away. That was the South Pole Station. That was the start of the Ice Cube neutrino detector. The season that I was there, it went from construction to operations and maintenance. And when they first operated it, they caused two accidental earthquakes in Christchurch, New Zealand. So this is weapons-grade stuff. Since that time, we've had leaders, American leaders themselves, multiple times threaten other nation states with earthquakes if they didn't get in line. Just recently with this whole Israel-Hamas debacle, I apologize, I don't watch the mass media that often, but somebody had sent me a link where I believe it was some leaders in Iran that stated that if they invaded Gaza in full force and stuff, that they would deliver a huge earthquake.
Okay, so let's give you credit. When it comes down to earthquake for Iran, October 10th, Iran's foreign minister warns Israel from Beirut it could suffer a huge earthquake.
So we see here that different militaries, different nations are claiming that they have this earthquake power. This is something that has been rumored by conspiracy theorists for some time, especially pertaining to the HAARP research initiatives, H-A-A-R-P. And the benefit of being able to create natural disasters is that you can have something happen with plausible deniability that you've done anything at all. So when you nuke another nation, obviously you're going to be held accountable by the international community. Obviously, people are going to know that you did it. You're going to come off like a mass murderer. But if a major earthquake just happens to happen that tears down an entire capital or entire cities or an entire nation for that matter, then there's not really anybody to point the finger at, especially if the entire population is unaware that this technology even exists. So as these globalists, as this transhumanist movement comes to power, it's going to invest in these DEWs, in these directed energy weapons, because that's how they can destroy whatever they want without taking any of the blame. That's how they can do whatever they want, kill whomever they want without being held accountable by anyone. So what are they going to do? They're going to control your identity and your social credit score through digital IDs. They're going to control your money, what you spend it on, how much you can spend, or whether or not you can spend it all via these digital currencies. Then they're going to invest in transhumanist technology to both act as a soma, so to speak, to you while they put you in these virtual environments that satiate you, that comfort you despite the fact that your real world experience is terrible and poor. And they're going to use these transhumanist technologies to make themselves young and beautiful forever. They want to live forever and be gods. And then when you're out of line, they're going to use DEWs to break you down. They're already depopulating the planet. They've been doing it for the last 50 years. We've seen it with the sperm counts. We've seen it with the fertility rates. We saw China explicitly try to do it with the one-child policy, and we've seen that our population is not having children nearly to the extent that it was before. They want to get you dependent on them through this welfare state. They want to establish the infrastructure to control you because of your dependence. And then they want to perpetuate themselves as gods over all of humanity. And I think these DEWs are going to be a huge part of it. I think we're going to see massive earthquakes. I think we're going to see massive hurricanes, typhoons, volcanic eruptions in key areas throughout World War III. We thought that nuclear proliferation was going to lead to the end of the world, but nuclear explosions are not the only way to destroy a population. What we're going to see if we get into a hot conflict with Russia and China and the United States and Israel and Iran is not only the exchange of nuclear weapons, but we're going to see cities shaking. It's going to feel like the apocalypse. After all, it is very apocalyptic that we should be faced with such a plague of humanity being met with natural disaster after natural disaster. We're going to see famines that are actually manufactured. We're going to see the chemtrails. We're going to see the earthquakes that are actually manufactured by human beings. I absolutely believe that this whistleblower is telling the truth about our capabilities with directed energy weapons in Antarctica. I believe that we have researched these technologies. I believe that our government is exponentially more advanced technologically than our private sector. Frankly, most of the technologies that come into the private sector are at first developed by the government, DARPANET being the internet, and many, many more. If you talk to anybody who's served in the military and special forces or anything of that nature from the 80s, they were listening to conversations from satellites in space with high-resolution imagery on television screens in the 80s during the Cold War, decades before any of that technology even came close to being private knowledge. More on the other side.
So you want somebody to stand up against the globalists. You want somebody to fight the New World Order. Well, if you're looking for that, I'm your man. I want to thank you all for your previous support. I want to thank you all for making The Great Reset and The War for the World a number one national bestseller. It's had a huge effect. We've topped it. This new book has just come out. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com, signed or unsigned. It is incredible. It goes through the entire globalist master plan, their activities, what makes them tick. And then we lay out an alternate plan for humanity, And unlike the globalists, we're not ordering people to follow our plan. We're simply giving alternatives to the dystopia they're building. That's why it's the Great Awakening, defeating the globalist and launching the next great renaissance. What they're selling, owning nothing, having nothing, eating bugs, castrating our children, cutting our daughter's breast off, World War III with Russia, human smuggling, open borders, drag queen pedophile time, what they're selling is so unpopular, we've got to oppose what they're doing, but also give an alternate plan. And that's what this book opens the debate about. It is powerful, it is riveting, it is informative. I have poured my heart out. And the book is a lot thicker than my last book. It is quite the read, but it's a fast read. It's a informative read. It is a blueprint for victory against the globalists. So get your copy of The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalist and launch the next great renaissance at InfoWarsStore.com. You can get it at Amazon. That's great. We want to push you number one again, but we get a lot more support when you actually buy the book from InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. We're fighting hard. I want to thank you for your past support, and I want to encourage you now to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get your copy, signed or unsigned, of The Great Awakening, because The Great Awakening is happening now.